Well, being a volunteer at the Olympics sounds like a pretty good deal. Free food, free housing, and the chance to get close to all the action. But many volunteers in Pyeongchang say they're cold, wet, and hungry. Some of them are quitting. What does that mean for the Winter Games? Allison Doherty is an expert in sports management, and she joins us live from Boulder Mountain. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of these reports?
Well, it's interesting to hear this, and I think social media is certainly alerting us to this. It's not something I've heard of before, but I think we have to consider that with anything that we get involved with, there's going to be costs and benefits involved. And you started by listing the benefits, some of which are free food, free accommodation, great outfits, access to the games. And there are many more benefits and that volunteers get involved for. It's to make a contribution to the event, to support their community, to have a great new experience, a new social experience. But there's going to be costs involved with that. And I have done some research to uncover some of those costs. And one of the big ones is personal inconvenience. And I think those are some of the things that we're seeing perhaps coming to the forefront right now as the games are getting going. And people are starting to weigh some of those personal costs, including the really cold weather and what this is going to be like for them.
Yeah, I have seen some reports in South Korean media that's being picked up by other media of people complaining about the food, saying it's worse than prison food, the stuff that they're serving there. Give us a sense of the scope. How many volunteers does it take to put on an event of this size, the Winter Olympics?
Well, they're looking at around 16,000. I've seen different numbers. And if you look back at some of the other Olympics, there was about 25,000 with Vancouver, and I think something as high as over 40,000 for some of the European Olympic Games. So they're counting on around 16,000. Up to 10% of those will be from other countries. And we have to remember that it's an amazing workforce. This is a group that's been selected from, I think it's reported, over 90,000 applicants. So this is a pretty select group that has come here. And there are a lot of benefits, and we focus on the benefits. The organizers focus on the benefits, but there are costs involved, and they have to take those into consideration. And I think it sounds like they're hearing about those.
Is that a problem, though? Is that a problem then for the games if some of the volunteers aren't happy?
I don't think it's a problem. From all reports, this is only a few people who have lodged these official petitions. And there's been talk of around 2,000 dropped out in October. That's not surprising. From the 91,000 that applied, the 16,000 that were selected, that several months out, you have around 2,000 that say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. My lifestyle has changed. I've moved. I can't accommodate this anymore. And so they will have another group set to replace them. One of the things about Olympics in particular, and major events, is that they do oversubscribe volunteers. And this is actually another interesting cost that's involved to volunteers, is they're actually being what I've called a task underload, and that the volunteers don't have enough to do. And that's very concerning to them. Nobody wants, if they've given up their time, made this commitment, they don't want to be standing around. And I think that's one of the critical aspects that these major games need to manage.
At the end of the day, then, is working at the Olympics, volunteering, worth it?
Apparently it is, and you can see this by the number that sign up for it. Yeah. And it's considered a very select group, that you actually make the team, just as Olympians make the team. You get selected to be there. And the good feeling that comes from it at the end, we know there's lots of research about that and reports about that. And that is increasingly considered one of the critical legacies of the Games. We know that Games are not having the economic legacy in terms of a surplus. There's usually a debt that comes of it. There's other legacies, and increasingly they're looking at the human legacy and just the good feeling that comes from the people in a region and in a country, but also from the volunteers. And I think that would be particularly critical in Korea, that has a lower rate of volunteering than a lot of countries, particularly Canada. And they're hoping to continue to build a culture of volunteering there.
How does it compare to the 2010 games in Canada and Vancouver? How does the rate compare? How much of a gap is there?
It's hard to say. So the Vancouver games relied on many more volunteers, and I'm not really sure why that is. Presumably you need the same number of technical volunteers that would be in the sport technical categories. Maybe in Canada they said, you know what, let's get a few more. If we can double up and get more people involved, then let's do that. But you do run the risk of, you get more people involved, but people are not as busy, and they can be quite unhappy with that. So I don't know the logistics over the next few weeks and through the Paralympic Games. I'm going to get familiar with the venues and what's going on and how spread out things are. But there are typical roles for volunteers, and they've just chosen to go with fewer, and it's not because fewer people signed up, that's for sure.
Okay. Before we wrap up, on a more personal note, what sport will you be watching for?
I'm drawn to the figure skating, and we have our local connection here, and the Canadian team is amazing. But I love to watch the sports that we maybe see only once every 4 years. I had the privilege of seeing the snowboard cross in Vancouver, where we won a gold medal. And so I definitely want to watch that event because it's going to bring it back for me.
Okay. Allison, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Allison Doherty is a sports management expert and a kinesiology professor at Western University.